Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill.' And whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with their brother or sister will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to the brother or sister, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother or sister has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court with them. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. We do not like to listen to this important teaching of Jesus, because it cuts close to the bone. Jesus says clearly, anger is murder. But we live in an angry society. Anger invades our nation and our church. It even affects our family lives. It is the cancer that is rapidly destroying our world, even our desire to live. There is only one way out of this dilemma: the teaching of Jesus to love our enemies. A few years ago, Father Ron Rollheiser wrote about one of the major Christian gifts, mellowness of spirit, and the fact that we can only achieve this virtue if we learn to love our enemies. The fact is that it demands a decision very few of us are willing to make. We don't want to love our enemies. We just want to destroy them. It is the same desire, whether it is in religion, politics, international relations, or even within our own families. Pope Francis has just achieved a major breakthrough. The prayer meeting of the President of Palestine with the President of Israel. There is a long way to go before that filters down to the political leaders, but it is a beginning. The women of Ireland achieved a peace between Catholics and the Protestants by speaking up and also by prayer. We can only attain peace by laying down our weapons and realizing that a peaceful world will benefit us all. Jesus ben Sirach said before the time of Jesus, "Jealousy and anger shorten life, and anxiety brings on premature old age." That was in chapter 30. We can only achieve this by individuals making peace, becoming reconciled with each other. We know that every time we try this, we have the grace of God behind us and the teaching of Jesus to guide us. The impossible becomes possible.